AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A cruel development in the earthquake zone of southern Turkey and northern Syria, 2 weeks after the first ones, another significant quake, this time 6.4 magnitude, bringing down more buildings and trapping more people. The death toll from the initial tremors approaching 45,000. The latest has killed at least three more people and injured hundreds. President Biden made an unannounced trip to Ukraine today, just ahead of the anniversary of Russia's invasion. Charles de Ledesma has a report.
The Ukraine visit comes at a crucial moment in the war as Biden looks to keep allies unified in their support for Ukraine as the war is expected to intensify with both sides preparing for spring offensives. In Kyiv, the president underlines total American support.
1 year later, Kyiv stands and Ukraine stands. Democracy stands. The Americans stand with you. And the world stands with you.
Biden, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, salutes the will of the Ukrainian people.
You and all Ukrainians, Mr. President, remind the world every single day what the meaning of the word courage is.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meantime, on a trip to Turkey, Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed China's stand.
We are concerned that China is considering supporting Russia's war effort in Ukraine with lethal assistance, something that we're watching very, very closely.
Prosecutors have dropped the possibility of a sentence enhancement in the case against Alec Baldwin over the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. It could have carried a mandatory five-year sentence. And rescue teams in Brazil are searching for survivors after weekend downpours triggered landslides and flooding in the state of São Paulo. At least 36 people killed, another 40 missing. This is AP News. It's President's Day, a federal holiday, so the markets were closed. But that also means more time for at least some people to take in a movie. AP Entertainment correspondent Marci Zaraleta has a look at the box office.
Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania has made a big opening in movie theaters this weekend.
Everywhere I go, people tell me the same thing.
Thank you, Spider-Man!
Critics were underwhelmed. Moviegoers gave it a B on CinemaScore. But Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania is the first blockbuster of 2023. It made $104 million in its debut weekend in North American theaters, according to industry estimates. Avatar: The Way of Water is number two. It has just surpassed Titanic to become the third highest-grossing film ever. Last week's number one film, Magic Mike's Last Dance, drops to third, followed by Puss in Boots: The Last Wish and Knock at the Cabin. I'm Margie Zaraleta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.